This is Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
Wake the fun up.
Sonia's under the weather today, but we found a very suitable co-host to take her spot.
Yeah, we did.
Friends, Olympic gold medalist, world champion, Canada's sweetheart, Tessa Virtue.
Hello.
Good to have you in the studio.
It's so nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
First of all, we're gonna start with a big question. I'm sure you're sick of answering this, but we'll just get this out of the way. How do you not get dizzy when you spin around so many times?
Yeah.
Practice. You know, if we take a break and then go back to some of those rotational lifts, I'm so dizzy. I'm seeing stars and Scott really has to steady me when he puts me down. So the key is to not take a break,
yep,
which we haven't done well lately. But now you kind of get used to it. I'm the most motion sick person alive also, which I think is surprising to people.
Wow.
Yeah, sometimes I feel it when we're on the ice. But as someone who travels so much, it's also not the most convenient thing.
Because I can't imagine that really helps the scoring when you have to pause in the middle of your routine and go,
pop a gravel. Yeah,
one
exactly.
And you and Scott, of course, have traveled the world, and now you are traveling across Canada as an Air Miles ambassador. You're going to be back in town coming up for Rock the Rink, the tour that's stopping in Vancouver October 7th. In all your travel, what are some of the best travel tips that you've picked up?
I'm home about one day a month, so I'm used to being on the road. You'd think I'd be a good packer by now, but I'm really not.
I overpack.
I just have steamer trunks always. I think just having some comforts of home. I worked with a sports psychologist who talked about anchors and things like having a candle so it smells like home, a good pillow, whatever it may be, the right body lotion that is just, you know, normal, that everything that part of your daily routine, I think as much of that as you can incorporate into travel.
It's really great advice for people who travel a lot for their work. Now, do you have any advice for anyone who's, you know, going back to school? There's a lot of students that listen to the show. I know you got a lot of young fans. What kind of message do you have for students?
Well, I certainly won't pretend to understand exactly what they're going through, but I think there's just an immense amount of pressure and stress that comes with being a student and feeling like you need to know what you want to be and who you want to be. And defining that can be challenging and daunting. So I think just being kind to ourselves, supporting one another, and realizing that you're not alone. You're not crazy for feeling that. It's part of the process. And I think ultimately, that's what makes it so enjoyable. You know, it's not so much the end goal. It's not just graduation. It's what memories can you make in the meantime and how much can you really learn?
What was your high school experience like in the elementary school? Was it a rather positive one for you?
I moved away from home when I was 13, so I was quite young, and I skipped grade 8, went right into grade 9. I was missing two of my front teeth, and I was so sure. I was a late bloomer. So,
yeah.
So I kind of went to this hard knock high school, and I remember having lunch in the washroom for most of first semester because it was just difficult to make friends. But then at 15, I moved to Michigan and went to school in Windsor. So I did move around a little bit, but I think that sort of nurtured that part of me that felt comfortable walking into a room and sitting down and making friends with someone and introducing myself, or, you know, that's a skill set that comes in handy for sure.
Absolutely. Tessa Virtue joining us on the show. Speaking of school, we want to put you through a pop quiz in just a few moments with a celebrity edition of 5 and 10.
Okay.
Wake the fun up.
Wake the fun up.
With Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
October 7th, Rock the Rink Tour, coming to Vancouver. Tessa Virtue joining us in studio. And we thought, well, it is back to school, mm-hmm, and we would put you through our own little version of a pop quiz.
It's time for another round of 5 and 10.
Oh, that intro gives me anxiety still from when you used to make me do this.
Oh, no. It's
now,
like that skating music before you perform. They play the same thing
right
every time. It just makes me shudder.
Well, producer Jordan, though, you are now
I can
able
sit
to relax.
Back. It's all on you, Tessa.
Okay.
It's all you.
It's a celebrity
We're
edition.
We're in this together?
No, it's
not
you.
A team effort.
You might try to mouth some of the words.
Maybe
to help you
I
out.
I might help you.
All right, so here we go with the first category. Tessa Virtue, you've got 10 seconds to name 5 travel pet peeves on an airplane. Go.
Oh my God, this is easy. When people don't get off the plane in order, mm-hmm, when they crowd the gate, when they stand really close to you,
yep,
when they take their shoes and socks off. That happened last night. What is that?
Gross.
One more. Oh my gosh. Did I run out of time?
Yeah,
okay. I could go on about that one.
But as an Air Miles ambassador, I mean, you've seen your fair share of travel pet peeves.
That's right. But,
okay,
you know, then there are also some positives that go with being an Air Miles ambassador, because you can use your miles for travel, and it that helps sort of
So when the person beside you takes their shoes off,
yeah, exactly.
You know,
then you can just think, okay, but I'm using my mouth for good.
Get a nose plug too, yeah.
Yeah, right.
I think you can really get a lot of things off the Air Miles catalog, right? Right? Yeah. All right. Next category in 5 and 10 with Tessa Virtue. You've got 10 seconds to name 5 alternate uses for an Olympic medal. Go.
A coaster. Oh. maybe to get out of a parking ticket, a speeding ticket. No, I haven't. Oh. I don't know. Is that a thing? It's just like the ultimate accessory.
Okay, so
fashion accessory.
Just rock it wherever you go.
I'm doing 5.
5, yeah.
That's a good. You got 3.
Okay.
In.
Maybe it could be a skip it. You know that when you jump.
Oh.
That's an old
ankle?
Like 90s reference there.
Yeah.
If the IOC is listening to this out of context, you might be getting an angry email from them.
Yeah. They might think I did that with my Sochi medal. It's so banged up.
All right, let's do one more round of 5 and 10. Right? Yeah. Here we go. Tessa Virtue, you've got 10 seconds. As we talked about the fact that you were a long time ice dancing partner, Scott Moyer, is recently engaged. You've got 10 seconds to name 5 bad wedding presents. Go.
Oh, well, anything that, I don't know, actually.
It's
what's
tough.
I think.
A toaster?
That's
say
a
that.
Bad one?
I wouldn't want that.
You wouldn't?
I like how you're
I
helping
wouldn't.
Her now.
I like
no.
that. What would
I
be
feel
bad?
Like I need to.
I mean, I think anything that would be sort of a bad omen for the marriage, right?
Yeah.
So what does that include?
Oh,
I was just going to say random things like an avocado.
Oh, well, I mean, that's just, yeah, bad. Well, is it, though? is it the right? Is it the appropriate ripeness? We might be...
An overripe avocado. Tessa Virtue and Studio, thank you very much for joining us. Again, you can catch the Rock the Rink tour coming up on October 7th back in Vancouver. Thank you for spending some
Thanks
time
so
with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Kevin and Sonia on KISS Radio.